Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today we're going to talk about maintaining your sanity in a world gone mad. Remember, a long time ago there was a comedy movie that was called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It was funny, had a lot of comedians in it. But you know, the world really is mad when you look around and see what's happening. And so it's very important that you maintain your sanity. It's very important to be able to see what's going on and not react to it. See, the problem that people have is that the turmoil, the insanity, the terrible events, some of them by design, cause us to begin to react. And when you react, when you become emotional, when you become angry, when you become irritated, then it starts to get to you. So the secret is to see what's going on, but not react. And it doesn't mean pulling into a shell, nor does it mean retreating from the world, nor does it mean having a see no evil, hear no evil kind of an attitude. What it means is to see clearly what's happening, not doubt yourself. See, the other problem is that you're tempted to doubt yourself. When the whole world is saying something, then, you know, when you look on the newspapers and the headlines and on television, the announcers and everywhere you go, people are saying something and you begin to think, well, that's not the way I see it. But after a while, you might tend to doubt yourself, begin to wonder, well, maybe they're right. Or you become confused and see, that's what they want. Because that way they can push their agenda. See, most decent people, the average decent person, hardworking person, parent, you know, decent citizen, the person does not have any agenda. He or she bears goodwill and just wants to work and do the best he or she can and maybe leave the world a little better place, raise the kids properly and so on. No agenda. But the mad people, they have an agenda. They keep pushing it. So you have to see what they're up to without becoming angry. You know, there was a book that I read, very, very excellent book about the French Revolution. It's written by Otto Scott. Mr. Otto Scott wrote a book called Robespierre, The Voice of Virtue. Robespierre, The Voice of Virtue by Otto Scott. You can find it at Amazon or in your library. Many libraries have it. But it describes the madness that occurred during the French Revolution. When I look around now, more and more, I see that what was described in that book so well. See, a lot of people don't know what happened in the French Revolution. But it was a horrible, horrible, horrible time. Over 40,000 people were killed by the guillotine, 40,000, and many, many thousands more were killed by hanging and all kinds of stuff, shooting, and it was just a terrible time. Because the mad people came in charge. And just to give you an example, they were socialists. Okay, they were anti-God, against God. They were socialists, and they were humanists, and they wanted to create a world, a utopian world. It's the same old story that you see with communism and socialism and everything else, a world without God. So they turned the churches into temples to some goddess of wisdom. And they made a new calendar that where the day started, day zero of their calendar was the beginning of the French Revolution. See, they wanted to erase the past. And don't you see that now? Don't you see the madness now? It's the same. I recommend you get that book, because we're in danger of having happen here what happened in the French Revolution, the madness. So we mustn't let it happen. That's why you must be calm, and that's why you must see clearly without becoming upset. So learn to be calm, get my meditation, and give it a try. It's free. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I think this is my 27th year now on the radio. I've written many books. And I have a lot of books about stress management, because that's what you need. You need to learn how to handle stress properly. Because if you are stressed by the insanity, by the craziness, how many of you grew up in a nutty family? See, a lot of people did. They were nutty. Their mom was nutty, or their dad was nutty, or somebody was nutty. Or disturbed. Okay. Or angry. It's hard to tell what the difference is sometimes, isn't it? Between someone who's full of rage, someone who has some agenda, someone who's angry. See? Or somebody who's an alcoholic or on drugs. So you came from a family with parents that were angry. See, the other thing that can make your home a madhouse is when there's fighting, when your mom hates your dad, if your mom hated your dad, for example, and he was angry all the time and became quiet, and see, it creates undercurrents of unhappiness. And as a little child, you were just a little child. You couldn't help yourself, so you reacted emotionally, but then what happened? It got inside. The craziness gets inside when you react to it, so you have to learn how to observe it without reacting. In other words, without becoming upset, without becoming emotional. That's very important. So that's why I talk about stress. I've always been talking about stress management. If you could learn to be calm, to see what's happening, and to be centered, and to be in touch with your own intuition, then you would have what's called patience and wisdom and understanding. And you'd know how to deal with things instead of reacting. See, now what you do is you react, you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, or you become upset, or you just clam up. You suppress everything, and that's not good either. You see that in a lot of homes. Mom hates her husband, and he becomes angry, and then he looks bad. And so he ends up saying nothing. He represses everything. He just sits there quietly for years and years, and one day keels over with a heart attack or a stroke from suppressing his upset. So the secret is not to be upset. The secret is to remain calm and learn. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's why I have a meditation that helps. It helps you to remain calm. See, becoming confused and doubting yourself can also make you upset. See? Just as becoming upset and emotional can make you confused. You know how when you're emotional, how you do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing? When you become emotional, then you spend too much money, you eat too much or buy the wrong or eat the wrong food or, see, go to excess. So you're much better off when you're calm and reasonable and rational. Okay, when you're able to take a step back instead of being upset. So that's what my message is. It has great spiritual significance. It's the secret to life. Okay? And if you read the Bible, you know, you can see Christ talked about such things. He said to forgive. How many times should you forgive? They asked him. He said, you know, what did he say? 70 times 7? In other words, always forgive. And what does that mean? It means don't become resentful in the first place. Don't resent the other person. Don't judge them. If somebody makes a mistake, okay, see the mistake. If they're wrong, see that they're wrong. But just don't resent them. Don't hate them. That's what's called forgiveness. Not judging them in the first place. And if you don't judge them, see, then you don't become upset in the second place. And then you don't become guilty in the third place. Very important to remain calm and centered and closer to your inner ground of good. Okay? You're closer to God when you're not upset and when you're calm. When you're emotional, you get lost in thinking, lost in fantasy, and it's in thinking and it's in fantasy and it's in ideas and notions and trying to figure things out. And that's how the outside makes its approach and tries to influence you. So learn to be calm, get my meditation, and give it a try. It's free. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's another reality. It's God's reality. God's reality is a world of beauty and truth and honor and patience and understanding. And if you could come back to that reality, then you would be able to see the other reality for what it is. Phantasms of darkness and confusion and lies and deceit. You would see it for what it is. You would see it's just phantasms. But when you are lost in your imagination, when you're lost in thinking, studying, concentrating, planning, worrying, see, fantasies, when you're lost in that state of mind, then you are subject to whatever it is that can manipulate thought and create these phantasms of darkness and confusion and doubt and cynicism and misery and unhappiness and lies and false promises, promising things that can never deliver. But if you could come back to the real reality, then in the light of the real reality, you would be able to see the phantasms for what they are, nothing but phantasms. And then you'd be able to dismiss them. You wouldn't believe them anymore. You'd see they're not credible. Just like a really bad movie. You know how sometimes on television at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, there's just a really bad old movie. I mean, just really, really bad. Not credible. Okay? And you would see these phantasms are the same way, shallow nothings and not credible. And so that's why it's important to come back to the real reality. There's a beautiful fairy tale about Alice in Wonderland. Alice went through the rabbit hole and fell into this upside-down, topsy-turvy world where light was dark and dark was light and good was bad and bad was good. Everything was upside down. Well, that's exactly the world that you fell into. And so there you are, lost in your daydreams, looking for answers down somewhere in your thinking and planning and trying to figure things out. And when things don't work out, then you retreat once again into your thoughts. And then you worry, okay? Try to plan your way out of the mess. And then whatever idea pops into your mind, you follow it and it doesn't work out. But if you were back in reality, God's reality, okay? Then you would see error as error. You would see phantasms as phantasms, wrong ideas as wrong ideas. And you would just see clearly. And so you wouldn't follow them anymore. In the light of truth. In the light of truth with a capital T. See, you would just see the wrong is wrong and error is error, and you wouldn't follow it anymore. And then another wonderful thing would happen. You would see that other people are You would see they're all lost in, they're lost between their two ears. Your parents, your teachers, your coaches, the other kids, the experts. They're all lost between their two ears, lost in their own thoughts. You would begin to have compassion on them. Maybe they misled you. Maybe they lied to you. Maybe they fooled you. Maybe they pretended to know something when they really didn't know. Okay, or they hurt you, they betrayed you. But now you could have compassion. Now you don't have to hate them anymore. You would see that they're misguided. They're lost sheep too. And they were bringing forth what was being manipulated in their minds. They were bringing that forth. They didn't even know that they were lost between their two ears. You see what I mean? So now, all that remains is for you to thread your way back to reality. To come back to the sunshine, to where the birds are singing. The sky is blue, with little white puffy clouds floating by. Life is beautiful and life is sweet. You have to find that again, okay? You once knew it when you were a little tiny child, before you were upset, and things on the outside caused you to fall away from the beautiful reality that you knew into this dark world of the imagination. And so that's what I'm here for, to help you. I have a little meditation that is useful to help you to learn how to get out of thoughts and stand back and be in the moment, in the present moment, mindful in the moment, in God's beautiful reality. Interested in finding out more about finding courage and joy and solving your relationship issues? Did you know that I have hundreds of YouTube video lectures? Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com and look for the video lectures. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? and how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, I've been around a long time, and my message has always been the same. So let's continue to talk now about threading your way, finding your way back to the light, back to reality, back to where life is sweet and life is good, where the birds are singing and there's a hope. See, a hope, not a hope that you have to give yourself. And also, truth is there. Truth you can trust. Trust truth you can believe in. The light, God's light of truth, which shines upon things. See, do you trust the sunlight? Do you trust the sunlight? Well, of course you do. You love the sunlight. It's beautiful and it's bright. And it makes everything beautiful when the sun shines. And from the sun, the plants grow and make beautiful flowers and fruit. And from the sun, your cat gets to lay in the sun and be warm, and your dog, okay? And all the animals love the sun. And we love the sun too. It's because it makes the day bright and beautiful, and everything's clear, okay? Well, all right, and the sun is beautiful when it filters through the trees, when you see it shining upon the water, when you see the sun upon the flowers and upon the beautiful hillside, the sun is good and it's warm. And after a cold, cold winter, to come out in the springtime and feel the warmth is a very wonderful thing. So you know the sun is good and the sunlight is warm. It has both light and warmth. Well, that's something like God's light. God's light has the light from God. Spiritual light from God also has light and warmth. It has light. It makes things clear. You see the lie is a lie, the deceit is a deceit. And you also feel the warmth, which is love. God's light has love in it. That's the warmth. So what you need to do is find God's light, which has always been there. Now, it might be useful for me to continue with this line of thought just a little bit, okay? If you could learn to trust in God's light. But see, if you were touched by God's light and you knew it was His light, and you saw that the light is true and the light does not lie. See, the lie lies, but the truth does not lie. See, so when you see that, okay, then you're okay, because there you have that to hold on to. You simply see in the light, and what you see is what you see, okay? But when you fall away from it, then you become subject to doubt. See, when you fall away from the light, then you become subject to doubt, and to worry, and to not being sure, and to being confused, and then possibly following wrong again. And wrong can be very subtle and very tricky. Wrong people, or even bad people, can use good words to mislead you. See, they bait their hook with good words. They say nice things to you, and they promise you things, and they might quote beautiful poetry or say nice words like Bible words. But just because they use nice words doesn't mean they're a nice person. But in God's light you can see. Okay? You can see the deceit. So now, if you could always live in God's light, well then, you would be okay, wouldn't you? Of course you would. But you fall away. Now, how do you fall away? You fall away by becoming emotional. Remember we talked about that? By falling into excessive thought. And that's why the meditation helps. It helps you to to snap out of excessive thought. And you also fall away from God's light when you resent other people or hate them, okay? And so, if you got the little meditation and practiced it that I have, it's free. And if you didn't resent people anymore, then you could be close to the light, and life would be good. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All you have to do is come out of your Alice in Wonderland world of fantasy and back to reality. But this time, in reality, with God's light. God's light, which has always been there, but which you fled from God's light. See, once you had begun to fail in reality, you didn't want to see that you failed, and so you fled from God's light, which began to feel like conscience. Come back now into God's light and become a friend of God. And then you'll walk in the light, and life will be good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.